Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. A song said there's only two times to praise him, when you feel like it and when you don't. I don't know what you feel like today, but I feel like praising him. I feel like lifting him up because God has been so good to us. He's been better to us than we've been to ourselves. Somebody ought to give God praise. Hey, you tune in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. I'm sitting in for Minister Elaine Jackson. This is Prophetess Yvonne Rao, founder and president of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, where Minister Elaine Jackson is a part of the team. She's under my leadership there. She's taking a break today, but we're going to keep it on and popping, keep it moving. Amen. We have a great show for you. So go ahead and call a neighbor, call a friend, let them know that we are live and on the air with Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Do you know we have the ability through the internet and cell phones and everything else that we tweet and all that to touch people all around the world? That is amazing. Jesus said, greater works than these shall you do. Why? Because we have more technology. We have the ability to do more things. He was limited. He could only be in Jerusalem at one time, in Judea at one time, in Samaria at one time. But now, really, man, I'm going to quit. Hopefully you called someone, tweeted them, you know, told them that we're live and on the air. One quick announcement I want to make. I want to encourage you to be with us on our conference call. It's the first Friday of every month. It'll be December 6th, the first Friday of every month. If you can't make it this Friday, then circle your calendar for the first Friday of every month. We have a conference call at 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Check out my page, Prophet Yvonne A. Rao, for further reminders and your time zone. And they can go to Minister Elaine Jackson's page or Voice of Truth Ministries page, and she'll have reminders there also. But we want you to be a part of this conference call so that you can have your requests made known to God. God is doing great and mighty things. He's still in the blessing business. He's still in the miracle business, and we want you to be a part of that. On the conference call, we have the ability to preach to one another and be exhort one another, and then we take time after the preachword to pray for everyone on the line. So if you call in, you will be prayed for by somebody on the line. They are all prayer warriors fired up and ready to go. So you don't want to miss that. That call-in number is 605-475-4000. Again, that number is 605-475-4000. The access code is 49-4670-pound. You got to press the pound to get access. 49-4670-pound. You do that and you'll have access to the call. Anybody from all around the world. I love my friend Emma. Amen. Shout out to her from Australia. She always calls in. She's a part of it. So we are touching the lives of people through Christ all around the world. So get in, jump in, and be a part of what we're doing. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you for another opportunity to come before your presence. We thank you for those that are listening on today. Meet them at the very point of their need. Oh, God, we just thank you, for there is no God like Jehovah. No one can touch our heart like you do. No one can move us like you do. No one can heal us like you do. I speak healing right now to somebody's mind in the name of Jesus. The enemy wants to take your mind, but in the name of Jesus, I snatch you out of the fire in Jesus' name. I snatch you out in Jesus' name. Somebody's been dealing with problems in their lower back. Put your hand on your back real quick. In Jesus' name, I command your spine to realign itself. Come back into proper order in the name of Jesus. Whew. Father, we give you this service. Use it for your glory. Speak to your people that this word fall on good ground. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hopefully you've called someone, tweeted them, Facebook them, let them know that we're live on the air. I am sitting in for Minister Elaine Jackson. I'm Prophet Yvonne Rao, the president of That World Worldwide Ministry. Hey, we're going to get it on and popping. We're going to Psalms. We're going to Psalms 34. And verse 19, Psalms 34 and verse 19, because I want you to be encouraged on the day. This is a 15-minute show, and y'all know how preachers are. They can talk, so I'm going to have to try to put a gal on the floor today. But we're going to Psalms 34 and 19, and it reads, many, stop right there, hold up, wait a minute. It says many, not few, not every now and then, not once a year, not every 2 or 3 years, but Many are the afflictions of the righteous. If you're righteous, you're going to be afflicted. No way around it. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but I got good gospel news for you today. It don't stop there. It don't stop there. Yes, you may be going through. Yes, things may be hard. Yes, things may look like it's never going to break. But God, ooh, my God, my God. It says many of the afflictions of the righteous. Don't let people put that on you. Well, you know, if she's going through it, maybe she's not doing something right. Maybe he's not doing something right. Maybe he needs to pray more. Maybe she needs to pray more. Look, if we would spend 6 months to get out of other folks' business and the other 6 months to take care of our own business, we wouldn't have time to worry about other folks' business. Come on, make sure you got your stuff right so that you'll be in the place so that you'll see Jesus. Because, see, I don't know about you, but I want to hear and say, well done, my good and faithful servant. So I got to make sure Prophet Yvonne is in the right place. I'm going to try to help you, but I'm going to make sure I'm in the right place so that I can make it in. We can't worry about what other people say, what they do. Give them the word and keep it moving. It says many are the afflictions, the problems, the troubles, the calamities. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But stop right there. Hold up. Wait a minute. Now we're going to counter everything we said. Even though you're going to be afflicted, you're going to have problems, you're going to have calamities, you're going to be sick, you're going to go through things. But God. My, that's shouting ground right there. But the Lord delivers him out of some of them. Oh, see, that's why you need to have your Bible with you, because that's not what it says. It says, but the Lord delivered him out of most of them. No, that ain't what it says either. Come on, that's why you got to read the Bible for yourself. I'm doing this on purpose. I do know what it says. Don't get it twisted. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. In other words, even though you may have to go through something, God will deliver you out of them all. He won't leave you in it. He won't think about it. He won't say, well, you know, I'm going to give her about 15 more minutes, 20 more minutes in this. No, 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 no. The Bible says many are the afflictions, the problems, the situations, the sickness, disease. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. If you're righteous, you're going to go through because you change sides. You're not on the devil's side no more. So now he's going to afflict you and make you think you need to come back over there and hang out with him. But the devil is alive. We ain't giving up no ground to the devil. Not today. We ain't getting no ground today. Because now we understand that because we're righteous, we're going to be afflicted. Because we're righteous, we're going to have problems. Because we're righteous, people are not going to like us. Because we're righteous, we're going to have sickness and disease. Because we're righteous, things are going to attack us. Because we're righteous, the wicked will come against us. Because we're righteous, everything, with the kitchen sink, is going to come against us. But the Lord will deliver us. Yes, he will. He will deliver you. It may not come when you want it, but he will be on time. The Bible declares that the Lord delivered him out of them all. He don't do no half work. He does a complete work. When you put God on the case, I don't know who you got on your case, but if you put God on the case, my God, my God. If you let him be on your case, if you let him be your lawyer, let him be your doctor, my God, my God. Let him be your intercessor. Let him be your prayer warrior. When you put God on the case, he says he will. Yes, he will. No, he'll think about it. Now he's fixing to, but he will deliver you out of them all. He's not going to take some part of it and leave you in the other part. He's not going to take part of it and then say, well, I think I'm going to let her suffer a little while longer with that one. No, the Bible says that he will deliver you out of them all. Now, this is an opportunity. If you don't know Jesus, like I said, I'm trying to put a gown in the court. So we want to get it all in. We're going to fit it in while we can. If you don't know Jesus and the pardon of your sins, this is your opportunity. You're saying, Lord, I don't understand what that lady's talking about. I don't know Jesus. I didn't know what she's talking about. Help me to know this Jesus that she's talking about so that I can be delivered out of the things that I'm going through. If that's you, say this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. I ask you to come into my heart and save me. Forgive me of my sins. Change me. So that when afflictions come, I can have a guarantee that you're going to deliver me out of them all. If you said that prayer, the angels in heaven are rejoicing. Because even one soul. See, we're looking for 100 souls, but come on, one at a time. If we can get them one at a time. So many people want 100 folks at a time. But they rejoice over one soul that comes to the Lord. If you said that, I want you to get your Bible and begin to read your Bible. And don't start over in Revelation, please, because it's going to be confusing to you. Start at, you know, the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, so you can find out about this man, Jesus. Find out that he was born of a virgin. Come on. Find out it was prophesied that he was going to be born. Come on. Let's find out. He came down 42 generations. Let's find out about this man named Jesus so that when you talk about it and be about it, you'll know what you're talking about. Read your Bible for yourself. I did the illustration earlier, not because I didn't know the word. I'm looking right at it. I know it. I want to make sure you got it. So get your Bible, begin to read your Bible, get a relationship with Jesus so that you can pray and you'll know that he hears your prayer and he'll answer your prayer. He don't just answer the prophet's prayer. He'll answer your prayer too. Why? Because now you're part of the family of God. Get connected to a local church, a Bible-believing church. Take your Bible with you so that you'll know, amen, that they're saying the right thing. When I was in the Lord would do you out of some of them, deliver you out of most of them. Somebody should say, that's not what it says. She's missing it. And that was the whole purpose, so that you have your own Bible open and know what it says. Now that you're part of the body of Christ, get connected to a church so that you can learn about this man named Jesus, become a disciple, and tell somebody else about this man named Jesus. Jesus soon returns. He says, I'm coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according to his work. Hey, if you ain't being nothing, well, amen. You can't expect nothing. We want to thank you for being a part of Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Minister Elaine Jackson, she's taking a break today. We love her. We thank God for her. Thank God for what he's doing in her and through her with Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. We want to meet you back here next week at the same place at the same time. Amen, for Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Hit her up on Facebook, Twitter. You can Google her, and you'll find her. But let her know that you've been listening to the show and send a word of encouragement. If you have a prayer request, you can send it to her email address or her Facebook address, and she will get back to you, or one of us will get back to you. And then consider partnering with us so that you, too, can be connected to something that God is doing. He is moving mightily in these last days. We want to bless you in the name of the Lord, wishing all of you a happy holiday, a happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, and all that. Be back here next week, the same place, same time. In Jesus' name, we love you. Amen. In Jesus' name. God bless.